Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we present, and you thought you were having a bad day. At the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, England, a loose shoelace, a lack of handrails, a marble wall, and a stroke of misfortune conspired to give one ill-fated individual, who shall remain nameless for another 8 seconds or so, to have himself an Inspector Clouseau moment. He tumbled down the museum staircase and brought a shattering conclusion to the earthly pilgrimage of 3 Qing Dynasty vases. After hiding from embarrassment for several days, a Mr. Flynn delighted reporters by recalling the events of that fateful afternoon. His misadventure began with the realization that he had ascended the wrong staircase. So he swung gracefully around, but was launched forward when he trod upon his untied shoelace. "I was trying to grab hold of something," he said, "but I couldn't stop myself." Hurtling towards the vases displayed on a windowsill, he thought, "I will only shatter the first one." But it was not to be. "Although I knew the vase would break, I didn't imagine it would be loose and crash into the other two," he said. "I'm sure I only hit the first one, which then hit the others, like a set of dominoes." The dominoes, which had been intact since the 17th century, were valued at $175,000. "I can say with my hand on my heart," said Mr. Flynn, with his hand on his heart, "that it was not deliberate. It was just one of those things that can sometimes happen. I was unhurt. I think it must have been a miracle." The vases were displayed on the windowsill for more than 60 years before Mr. Flynn's unfortunate visit. I'll tell you a little more about what happened to them in The Fall of Flynn in a minute. First, I imagine you've had a bad day or two yourself. A friend sometimes says, "Just because today is a bad day doesn't mean tomorrow won't be the worst day of your life." Oh, what an encouragement. I prefer the advice of something my wife hung on the fridge. Sometimes bad days remind us that we have good ones to look forward to. Back in 2005, Dr. Cliff Arnell, a British psychologist, devised a formula to determine a really bad day. It involved no museum trips, just variables including that time of year when gloomy weather nips at our heels and mounting credit card bills slap us around. He declared the third Monday of January the worst day of the year. Well, even for an optimist like me, the bad days arrive on sunny days too. None of us is immune to circumstances, phone calls, tragedies. That's why we might want to set our GPS on Psalm 118. In it, the writer mentions his distress. Fearful, he's surrounded by hostile nations. Enemies want to take his life. Now, I've had bad days, none like that. So how can he say in the midst of it, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it"? Are you kidding me? No, he's not. He chose to focus on God's goodness and mercy. Smacked around by trouble and pain, he wrote, "In my distress, I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord answered me. The Lord is for me, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Your calendar and your circumstances may label this a no good, horrible, very bad day. Your Creator says, "Talk to me. Have no fear. I'm with you. Choose gratitude. Choose joy." As for Mr. Flynn, well, it took experts 6 months to reassemble the vases. They're now back on display in a special case. So, you kids out there, listen to your mothers. Do up your laces or choose Velcro.
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Against calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.